This is Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am speaking here with Senator Sherrod Brown. And thank you, Senator, for joining with us here this morning.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, for sure. No, thanks for giving me the opportunity. And a couple of the things that I saw that you've been working on is trying to really help folks save some money. And one of those is working on some strengthening the supply chains. So what are you guys doing down there to help with that, or up there, whichever direction DC is in?
Yeah. Okay. One way of asking, when people go to the grocery store, they're paying higher prices in large part to pay for stock buybacks and bonuses for executives. The other thing that's caused high prices is the disruption in the supply chain of getting food to grocery stores and, you know, the companies that prepare the food and all and process the food. One of the things we're trying to do is stop the deception for companies, for food, big food companies that are making products, small packages, smaller, yet charging the same or start charging more. The other thing is to help work with the supply chain. We want more, and particularly in places like Holmes County in rural Ohio, we want schools and others to buy food as locally grown as possible. We also want to fix the supply chain disrupted by the pandemic, and, you know, expanding the Department of Agriculture's Food Supply Chain Guarantee Program, where it provides low-interest loan guarantees to businesses, those kinds of things, to focus locally as much as possible on food production.
So these could be like your small mom-and-pop shops. They have the opportunity to get some extra money to keep operating in a world that's kind of overrun by the bigger guys.
Yeah, the bigger guys are using stock buybacks and, I mean, raising prices because they can get away with it. At the same time, one of the ways to check those prices, first of all, is if they're deceiving the public by the way they package, that should be illegal. But also to help the smaller business by providing low interest loan guarantees to those businesses investing in the food chain.
Shrinkflation is a real thing. You see that happen quite often recently, for sure.
Yeah, you see companies shrinking the size of the can or the package. You know, and they do that and they charge the same price or even more. So people are getting less food for what they're paying for. And again, you go to the grocery store in Millersburg and Coshocton and Dover and you pay more in part because you're subsidizing these. You're paying for bonuses and stock buybacks for executives of the big food companies.
Well, hopefully you guys can have some success in getting some relief in that area. And another area that's really very important to our community is the internet and, you know, having internet and the cost of internet. I know my internet bill is insane.
Yeah, people are paying more in part for a lot of reasons, in part because big companies control this. Senator Portman and I in our bipartisan bill, the infrastructure bill, wanted to make sure that people had access to high-speed internet, particularly in rural Ohio. But at the same time, we want to make sure we continue the affordable connectivity program, which if it expires, it will increase for one-fourth of about $30 a month internet cost for one out of four Americans, one out of four Ohioans. So I've been pushing Senator McConnell and Schumer, the two leaders in the Senate, to move on this since October. Nothing's happened in the House or Senate. It's why people don't like Washington. We've got to move on this before this affordable connectivity program expires.
And that's at the end of this month, correct? That it does expire?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yes.
So how are they looking like you guys could be getting somewhere? You guys,
well, they're somewhere? Yeah, they're.
It's getting close.
Well, they're looking, but it's. Yeah, I mean, if Congress does its job, it gets fixed. Congress isn't duped with all the chaos in the House and the egos and the members of Congress wanting more and more attention and more clicks, but not doing what they should do. It's kind of productive work that we should be focused on, not this endless political posturing that we saw this week.
So if in worst case scenario, it would expire, do you guys have a way to get it picked right back up again? Or is that a whole new process? Then you got to get started.
Well, Congress can do its job any minute on this. And we're pushing so that some of us have been pushing the leaders of both parties to move on it. They failed. It's why people are so frustrated with Washington that Congress just isn't doing its job. I mean, you see all this fighting. You know, they may overthrow the Speaker again in the House of Representatives, all those kinds of things that you just didn't see happen before. And we need to do our job and to do it right.
Well, hopefully you guys get that passed and can make some progress on the food supply chain processes as well. And I know you are on limited time this morning, so I thank you for taking a few minutes to kind of give us that update on both of those.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me on. Best wishes. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day. That was Senator Sherrod Brown here on WKLM and reporting for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick.